I graduated from NDSU with a degree in civil engineering in 1961. I became a registered engineer in 1967. I even held a real estate license, but let the license expire because of the perception of a conflict of interest. Spent most of my career in engineering in the highway construction and maintenance, working primarily for the North Dakota Department of Transportation, and it dealt mostly with construction, some bridge design, maintenance, and personnel issues as a district engineer. And prior to that, I moved to Valley City in 1969 with my family. I've been married to the same woman for 57 years, which means I can negotiate and compromise, and actually it's quite an accomplishment nowadays. My mother always said, "Till death do you part" is a long time. Proud to be a part of the completion of the new water treatment plant using the reverse osmosis process to deal with the increase in sulfates from the Devil's Lake East End outlet. This $20 million project was primarily financed by the State Water Commission through the efforts of Senator Hovind, then governor, and now and also Governor Jack Dalrymple. During the 2010 and 2011, the emergency outlet was constructed, and more importantly, the Tolna Coulee was armored. There was a 7 or 8% chance at that time that the Tolna Coulee could blow out, which would have released about 15,000 cubic feet of second of water into the Cheyenne for several days, inundating a good share of Valley City. We had a successful flood fight in 2011, and that success was due to the cooperative effort between the local Corps of Engineers people, Rich Uniman and staff, Colonel Price in St. Paul with the Corps of Engineers headquarters, contractors, citizens of Valley City, and the Highliner students and VCSU students. It wouldn't have happened without them. The Highliners coined a phrase at the time, and I quote, that we were in it to win it, and we did it. One of the largest economic projects that I can recall the city is taking on is the current one that is underway. That is the I-94 corridor development on the south side of the city with the expansion of the John Deere plant and the proposed National Guard facility and the ancillary development which will follow. One issue of paramount importance that had to be resolved was to establish an agreement with the Barnes County Rural Water people to encroach, so to speak, in their water service districts in the expansion of the city limits with the water service from the city. This was accomplished through the cooperative effort of Perry Capon, Commissioner Magnuson, myself to some extent, and the respective boards. Housing starts have been on the rise the last couple of years, and that's a plus. And I personally worked hard to help with the development of Meadow Hills some years ago, so I know what it takes to get something like that off the ground. There's been a lot of talk about special assessments and to what the city can do about it. First of all, Valley City probably does as much or more than any city we know, according to the auditor's office, to help with special assessment. The city subsidizes 30, 40, 50% of the assessments according to what kind of infrastructure improvement is being done. Revenues derived from sales tax and utility fees to the tune of about $1.2 million annually. More recently, we have reduced hookup fees by 50% through recommendations of the Special Assessment Committee. We have put a cap on engineering fees. We recognize that through the request for proposals for engineering of the I-94 corridor project. It probably needs some more adjusting. We are requiring plans for projects to be put out for bids in a more timely manner, the January, February, and March time frame to get more competitive bids. And this has proven to be true. We are paying actual fees instead of percentages for legal fees. At one point was 2% was a going rate. Our legal fees are less than 0.5% now. And our opinion of bids are in conformance with the state average bids according to our engineering firms. I know one other problem that we have to deal with is many young couples who do not come from wealthy families and want to buy a home may be burdened with student loans of $30,000 to $35,000, $40,000, according to a study by Senator Heitkamp. I personally know a couple in their mid-30s who are just getting their loans paid off, who sell plasma weekly for a little extra spending money. And we are concerned about that and are working on that continually to try to alleviate some of those problems. There may be a place where we can get a little revenue to supplement that once the hack is paid. paid. That 0.5% sales tax portion of that could go into the R&R fund. The flood control project is taking off, with the first protection project to be under contract for construction later this year, depending on the funding, of course. Future buyouts, I think that we need to be more physically responsible and have more public meetings by the engineers and flood task force. I was uncomfortable with some of the buyout costs, and we have changed the procedure for approval. We were enlightened by the values placed on some of the commercial properties by outside appraisers compared to what the city had the property valued for tax purposes. Those properties have been adjusted with some minor opposition from some commission members. We have to be conscious that when we buy out a property, we are reducing tax revenues for three other entities in the county: the school, the county, and the parks and recreation. One thing, I think we have established some civility again between the commission and the public, simply through transparency. And I think we just need to work through these issues as they come and treat everybody fairly and be fiscally responsible to the taxpayer. Provide and do what we can to make life more enjoyable for those of us who live in the city. Potential is here with surface transportation, great ag land, good recreation facilities. We got two golf courses, swimming pools, baseball, softball diamonds, and if we can keep the bike paths out of the wet side of the dikes, we'll have some more exercise areas there. Don't want to forget that we have a good recreation area up at Lake Ashtabula with fishing and other water sports. So I think we're on a good course, and all of us want to do what's best for the city of Valley City.